Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, the show that features all kinds of Newfoundland and Labrador music from the vinyl era, the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s. If you're a hopeless nostalgic, if you're stuck in a vinyl groove, if you're inclined to drift from the mainstream, stay tuned for an hour full of music by Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Well, hello everybody, I'm Wayne Tucker and thank you for joining me today. On the program today, Newfound Records is going to continue to showcase record labels from days of yore, specifically those labels that recorded many of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists during the vinyl era. And so far, we've had a look at the ARC label. That was quite a while ago, actually, perhaps a year or so ago. A few weeks ago, we had a look at the production of Audio Atlantic Studios. Most of their records were released on the Audat label. Last week, we shone a light on Marathon Records, and today it's Art Snyder's Periwinkle label. Now, also today, last weekend, Music NL held their annual awards gala. That was in Bonavista. And we're going to tip our hat to this year's recipient of Music NL's Lifetime Achievement Award. He's sometimes known as the hippie on the beach. I've heard him referred to as Canada's most eastern guitar player and also as one of the world's great unshaven mysteries. So stay tuned and we'll hear from that fellow. And also, I'm going to break the rules a little bit. Newfound Records usually only plays vinyl from the 50s to the 80s. Well, I'm going to play a tune that was released, I think it was in this year, 2016, by the group Rum Ragged, because they were honored by Music NL with the Folk Roots Recording of the Year Award. And furthermore, a little tribute to Stevedore Steve Foote, who passed away recently. But right now, on the Periwinkle label, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
If you find me on your mind after I'm long gone, if you catch me stealing through a thought or two, don't pay me any mind, I'm still the roving kind, and to try to hold me down just wouldn't. I'm a dream on the run, everybody's got one, a shadow of love, a fleeing white dove. You think I'm something that I'll never be, so tell your heart to stay. I'm sorry if I made you think I'd stay a while, but any plans for me will just fall through, so let me move along, I'll hurt if you hang on, cause your wishful thinking's playing. I'm a dream on the run, everybody's got one, the shadow of love, the fleeing white dove. You think I'm something that I'll never be, so tell your heart to stay. Yes, tell your heart to stay away from me.
A great way to start Newfound Records today. That was a track from the low-budget movie from the 1970s. The movie was called Dream on the Run, and that was the title song, beautifully sung by Jerry Hall, native of Buchan's, Newfoundland. I could find very little information about the movie Dream on the Run, actually. But I must say, the soundtrack album is terrific, and if you're a regular listener to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, you would know that I often play a track from that particular album. It was released, of course, on the Periwinkle label. That's the feature label today on Newfound Records. The album was recorded at Sound Canada. That's in Toronto area. And that's the record studio where the vast majority, if not all, of the records that were released on the Periwinkle label were recorded. The record was produced by Art Snyder, and he was the kingpin of the Periwinkle label. A little bit more about that man later. For now, we'll move along to another track from an album that Periwinkle released. This is a completely different music, though. The album, I think, defies categorization. It's from a theater production, which staged at the Arts and Culture Center in St. John's in 1974. And Paul Bradbury seemed to be the driving force behind that. He composed the music for the show, and actually it was oriented towards children. Although when I first listened to it, I really, you'd hardly know that. You know, I said it was hard to categorize the music. I've seen it referred to as psychedelic rock. Psychedelic rock, 1974 for children? I don't know. I know one thing, I love the music on that. And the album is called Professor Fuddle's Fantastic Fairy Tale Machine. All words and music by Paul Bradbury. And they had a little help there from Bill Shakespeare. A fine bunch of musicians were assembled by Bradbury. In addition to himself, he had Gary Tilley doing vocals, drums, and percussion. Bruce Lee was on Moog and piano. Don Paveling was on the bass. Jim Petchia on electric and acoustic guitars. Mickey Andrews on dobro. And Maureen Walsh, what a wonderful job she does on vocals, as you're about to hear. The executive producer was Gary Tilley, who I mentioned just now as being the drummer, and he also played with J. Terry Hines and recorded with him on Periwinkle, so we're going to hear from Gary a little later on. All right, let's give Professor Fuddle a listen now. You see what you think of this, and you're going to hear two tracks, back to back. First, the opening track and title song from the album, Professor Fuddle's Fantastic Fairy Tale Machine, and right after that, the second track on the album, Rain's My Name, featuring the gorgeous vocals of Maureen Walsh.
When the girl and boy haven't got a dream, when there's not a song to sing, no chocolate ice cream, you can hear Professor Fuddle's fantastic fairy tale machine. When a lonely tear can catch your bright moonbeam, when the room is dark and things are bigger than they seem, you can hear Professor Fuddle's fantastic fairy tale machine. You like a story told, you take the time away, bright enough, a heavy heart, or just a rainy day. Hours, they're longer than they seem. The magic never watches time, and even clocks can lean to hear Professor Fuddle's fantastic fairy tale machine. 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 To hear Professor Fuddle's fantastic machine.
My life is falling down like gossamer from tiny spiders, falling down, falling down to lie upon my shoulder. to be a happy sprite of tender years, spinning round till I found happiness makes bolder all the sadness in life. At least I know it. I was blissfully unknown to darkness, never knew that luck attracts misfortune. That's my name tonight, there's tomorrow. It's the same way flowers sleep after rain. Rain's my name tonight until tomorrow.
And the Periwinkle label from 1974, you just heard two tracks from Paul Bradbury's Professor Fuddle's Fantastic Fairy Tale Machine. Okay, Newfound Records is going to take a little break right now, but do stay with us, because on the other side, you'll hear J. Terry Hines, George Rousel, and Derek Pilgrim, all on Periwinkle Records.
I'm David Suzuki. How far away is your next meal? The average lunch or dinner travels 2,400 kilometers to get to your table. Eating local means eating fresher and combating global warming. The future is in your hands and on your table.
Think globally. Eat locally. Eat your way to a healthier planet and a healthier you. Find out how at davidsuzuki.org.
Broadcasting from the campus of Memorial University in St. John's, this is Mun Radio 93.5 CHMR-FM.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour on CHMR in St. John's, CJBI in Belle Island, VOBB in Bonbay, BOIR in Cornerbrook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Once again, here's your host, Wayne Tucker.
Welcome back. Today, Newfound Records is spinning Newfoundland and Labrador recordings released on the Periwinkle label in the early and mid-1970s. And up next is J. Terry Hines, the White Raisin. Terry left his home in Port-au-Port in 1965 to make a name for himself. Spent a year or two or three in St. John's playing in various bands there, most notably the Lincolns. In the late 1960s, he found himself in Toronto, and that's where he got involved with the Harry Hibbs television show. He recorded a single, At the Caribou, and according to the Western Star, the daily paper in Cornerbrook, Newfoundland, in an article that they wrote in 1970, that song, At the Caribou, was the theme song for the Harry Hibbs television show. I'm not really sure if that's correct or not, but I do know that Terry Hines certainly hosted that show many times. And in fact, there's a video on YouTube. If you were to Google Harry Hibbs television program, there's one complete program there, and Terry Hines is the host of that. Well, J. Terry recorded his first LP in 1974. It was released on the Perry Winkles label, produced by Art Snyder. Terry's band was Good Time. So in addition to J. Terry, there was his brother Tom Hines. He was a keyboardist. Gary Tilley's name again. Remember, he was the executive producer of that Professor Fuddle's album that you just heard a couple of tracks from. Other musicians were Glenn Clark, Don Paveling, and Mickey Andrews. The song you're about to hear is Watermelon Wine. That was composed by Tom T. Hall. He took it to number one in 1972. Here then, J. Terry Hines.
How old do you think I am, he asked. I said, well, I don't know. Yeah, I just turned 65 just a couple of days ago. I was sitting in Miami pouring blended whiskey down when this old gray black gentleman was cleaning up the lounge. There was no one else around except that old man, me, and the man who ran the bar. He was watching Ironsides on TV. Uninvited, he sat down and he opened his mind. Found old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Have you ever tasted watermelon wine? The old man asked. Told me all about it, though I never answered back. You know there ain't but three things in this world worth a solitary dime, and that's old dogs and children and watermelon wine. He told me that women think about themselves when men folk ain't around. And friends, they're hard to find when they discover that you're down. You know, I've tried it all, the old man said, when I was in my natural prime. Now it's old children, yes, and watermelon wine. He told me that old dogs, they don't hate you, even when you've made mistakes. And God bless those little children while they're still too young to hate. As they walked away, I found my pen and I copied down that line on old dogs and children and watermelon wine. I had to get your plane to Crow Gulch the next day. As I went back to my room, I watched him picking up my change. And that night, in peaceful sleep, I dreamt of shady summertime. I dreamt of old dogs and children and watermelon wine. Yes, and watermelon wine.
Hi, I'm J. Terry Hines, and you're listening to Newfound Records with Wayne Tucker.
Born in the heat of the desert, my mother died giving me life. Despised and disliked by my father, blamed for the loss of his wife. You know, Lord, I've been in a prison for something that I've never done, and it's been one hill after another, and I've climbed them, Lord, one by one.
of the hardships, got tired of the grief and the strife, tired of working for nothing, tired of being my wife. She took my one ray of sunshine, she took my pride and my joy, she took my reason for living, she took my small baby boy.
That was George Rausel with a country ballad penned by Mary Robbins. The song was a hit for Frankie Lane in 1969. Lord, You Gave Me a Mountain. And George does a wonderful job on that. Matter of fact, he did such a fine job on Mary Robbins' songs that some regarded him as the Newfoundland's Mary Robbins. The album that came from was called Thunder Country, released on Periwinkle in 1975. George Rausel sang half the songs on that, and a fellow by the name of Billy Roy sang the other half, and I don't know anything about Billy Roy. Something tells me he may have been from Prince Edward Island. The LP was produced by Art Snyder and recorded at Sound Canada in Toronto. Before George Rausel, you heard J. Terry Hines and Good Time. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Now, a little bit of background information about Periwinkle. I couldn't find a whole lot once again. I do know that it was founded by Art Snyder, apparently around 1970-ish. Art Snyder produced many of Periwinkle's records, and in his teens, before Periwinkle days, he played piano in various Toronto dance bands, and in 1946 he actually began coaching pop performers. Art Snyder managed many singers in the years following, among them Gordon Lightfoot. He also worked on a couple of very popular television programs, Country Hoedown and Tommy Hunter Show. And he established and operated that Sound Canada recording studio in Don Mills in the late 1960s. And that's the studio that produced recordings for various companies, actually, including Periwinkle. So Newfoundlanders who recorded on the Periwinkle label, as I understand it, traveled to Toronto to record at those Sound Canada studios. And I found in the Newfound Records library eight Newfoundland artists, that is, who recorded with Periwinkle in the early and mid-70s, and one of them was Derek Pilgrim. Derek Pilgrim is from Griquet, way up there on the top of the Northern Peninsula on the island of Newfoundland, but as far north as you can get on the island. Around 1970 or so, when Derek was just 17 years old, he left the fishing boats and picked up his guitar, and off he went to Toronto. He recorded his first album there in 1972, and that was his only LP on vinyl. As a matter of fact, if you're listening to Newfound Records last week, you would have heard a track from Derek Pilgrim's album that was released on the Marathon label. Well, Derek recorded a few 45 RPM singles on Periwinkle. They were with the group Misty Morning, and you're going to hear one of those singles right now from 1977 on the Periwinkle label. Misty Morning, featuring Derek Pilgrim on vocals with Hank Williams' classic, Hey Good Lookin'.
Hey, hey, good lookin'. Well, what you got cookin'? How's about cookin' something up with me? Hey, hey, sweet baby. Well, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I got a rusty old Ford and a $2 bill. I know a spot right over the hill. There's soda pop and the dance is free. So if you wanna have fun, come along with me. Hey, hey, sweet baby. Well, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? I'm writing your name down on every page. Hey, hey, sweet baby. Well, don't you think maybe we could find us a brand new recipe? Hey, hey, good looking. Well, what you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? How's about cooking something up? How's about cooking something up? How's about cooking something up with me?
You're listening to Newfound Records, where the unexpected is the norm.
Papa was a whiskey runner. Papa was a whiskey runner. Papa was a whiskey runner, driving a midnight whiskey run. Mama died at childbirth. Papa tried his best, to be both mother and mother, to keep us fed and dressed. We lived in an old log cabin up on a hill. Papa earned the day. Papa was a whiskey runner. Papa was a whiskey runner. Papa was a whiskey runner. Driving a midnight whiskey run. Tried to catch him. Papa always got away. He kept on taking chances to build a better life someday. Oh, we knew what he was doing. Papa broke the law. Every night we pray for him, hoping that he wouldn't get caught. Oh, oh, oh. Papa was a whiskey runner. Papa was a whiskey runner. Papa was a whiskey runner. Driving a midnight whiskey run. Police shot our father. He finally paid the price. Blood is thicker than water. We won't forget his sacrifice. Oh, oh, oh.
Papa wants a whiskey runner,
runner.
Papa wants a whiskey runner,
runner.
Papa wants a whiskey runner,
runner.
Driving a midnight whiskey run. Papa was a whiskey runner,
runner.
Papa was a whiskey runner,
runner.
That was Donna Campbell runner, with the A side of her single released on Periwinkle Records in 1976. The number was called Whiskey Runner. Now, I don't know anything about Donna Campbell, actually, but apparently she was from Deer Lake, Newfoundland. And that's the only vinyl recording or recording of any kind that I know of by her. You're listening to Newfound Records. I'm Wayne Tucker, and next, a number by Fisherman's Boy Norman Rice. That's how he billed himself, anyway. Norman recorded one vinyl LP that I know of, released on the Periwinkle label in 1977, and once again produced by Art Snyder and recorded at Sound Canada in Toronto. The song you're about to hear, the title is Child's Broken Heart, and that was penned by none other than George Rausel, who you just heard do a fantastic job on Lord, You Gave Me a Mountain. Now, there are great backup musicians on Norman Rice's album, too numerous to mention really, but one of them I will, that he was Canada's fiddle man, none other than the great Graeme Townsend. Here then, Norman Rice.
She cried, Daddy.
Thank you.
from his album Newfoundland's Own Fisherman's Boy, released on Periwinkle in 1977. That was Norman Rice with Child's Broken Heart. Well, it's time for Newfound Records to take a spell again, but do hang around because we'll be right back with a wee tribute to the hippie on the beach, this year's recipient of Music NL's Lifetime Achievement Award.
The beauty of jazz music. Thursday nights at 7 p.m. Tune in for an hour of all jazz with Karen Mooney and discover some of the coolest jazz music from around the world right here on CHMR 93.5 FM.
And now for a public service announcement. Every purchase is a gift to the world. 10,000 Villages offers fairly traded, unique home decor and gifts at a 10,000 Villages Festival sale. The sale takes place at The Landing, that's on the third floor of the University Center, UC3018, at Memorial University. The dates are Monday, October 31st, from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and Tuesday, November the 1st, once again from 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., and again on Wednesday, November the 2nd, and again 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Your purchase at the Memorial University's festival sale will help skilled artisans in more than 30 countries receive a fair price for their handcrafted wares. Call 864-2550 for more information. That's 864-2550. This has been a public service announcement presented by 93.5 CHMR FM.
Hi, I'm Sandy Morris, and you're listening to 93.5 CHMR FM.
You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Each week, your host, Wayne Tucker, spins the music of Newfoundland and Labrador's pioneer recording artists. The show originates from the CHMR studios at the campus of Memorial University in St. John's. In addition to being heard on CHMR, Newfound Records is also pleased to be heard on VOBB Bombay, CJBI Belle Island, BOIR Corner Brook, Southern Shore Sounds in Fairyland, and CIOE in Lower Sackville, Nova Scotia. Be sure you check out the program's companion website. The address is newfoundrecords.ca. Sit back and enjoy the most recent programs there whenever you want to. And you can find Newfound Records on Twitter and on Facebook. Send your email to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. We now return to Newfound Records with your host, Wayne Tucker.
Well, thank you, Rosemary, and welcome back. If you've just joined us, well, it's great to have you aboard. Now, Newfound Records have a little more music from Periwinkle Records in just a little while, but right now we're going to tip our hats to the man whom Music NL recently named recipient of its Lifetime Achievement Award, and that man, you may have figured out by now from the clues I've given, was none other than Sandy Morse. Well, Sandy's been performing for over 50 years now, usually as guitarist for just about every local singer that you care to name. Matter of fact, I think it might be easier to name those he hasn't played with than to name those he has backed up. And he's still going flat out today with BS Productions, Fretboard Journey. I just saw them down at the LSPU Hall a week or so ago. What a performance they gave. He performs with Aaron Best, with Jenny Gear, the 8-track favorites, and on and on and on and on it goes. Sandy's accumulated so many awards over the decades that I don't have time to mention them, but a few highlights would be the Stop and Time Award that he received from the East Coast Music Association, the honorary doctorate that was conferred upon him by Memorial University, and now a Lifetime Achievement Award from Music NL. Now, in searching for some music to play by Sandy Morris to mark this auspicious occasion, he didn't take the spotlight on any of the many vinyl recordings on which he appeared, but he did release a compact disc of his music from the TV series Land and Sea. But what you're about to hear is a rare recording that Ron Hines did for the CBC in 1974. Now, Ron's career was just starting to take off at that time, and off he went to CBC Radio in Toronto to record four songs for a compilation album. And in addition to using CBC's studio musicians, Ron brought along with him Derek Pelly to play bass and his old buddy Sandy Morse to play acoustic guitar. Now, for Sandy, this was a historic recording for him because it was his first appearance on vinyl. So, okay, featuring Sandy Morse on acoustic guitar from 42 years ago, here's Ron Hines with For You and Me.
Here am I, here are we all together. What's to say for this way? And it's today. Is there something you'd like me to play? There is the sky, there are the stars all beyond us, shining night into dawn, leading us on as if we were taking the longer way home. We see through our eyes, see through each other, every day to the end. And we lie, and we pull the wool over our friends. Lay that aside, to hide from each other, you know that it's all in our hands. Let's not be blind, let us draw back the shades and begin. Goes on within and without you. Everything about you is true, everything's new, and you know that it's coming to you. Love someone, love everybody around you. Please let it get through if you can. We should be one, know that it's easily done. Love someone, love everybody around you. Please let it get through if you can. We should be one, and you know that it's easily done.
Ron Hines, backed by Sandy Morse with For You and Me from 1974. Now next, I'm going to break with the usual format of spinning all vinyl recordings on Newfound Records because I wanted to share with you a recording from an album which just last weekend Music NL selected as Best Folk Roots Recording of the Year by a Newfoundlander and Labradorian. It's by the band Rum Ragged. And from that album, simply called Run the Ragged, here are Mark Manning, Aaron Collis, Anthony Chafe, and Michael Boone with an absolutely lovely version of the traditional Bark in the Harbor.
From the bark in the harbor, when roaming on shore, stepped into a pub I oft time before, and as I stood a-gambling, enjoying my glass, who chanced to walk in but a young Spanish lass. She sat down beside me, kept squeezing my hand, saying, "Sir, you're a stranger, not long to this land. You roam, jolly sailor, along with me to some lonesome spot no female can see." I quickly consented on with her to roam. She lives by herself in a neat little home. She's brisk, pump and jolly, her age scarce 19, and the name of that Spaniard, I think, was Irene. Fine summer's morning, our ship she set sail, and down by the seashore Irene she came, with her pocket handkerchief and wiping her eyes. "Don't you leave me, jolly sailor," were the words she did cry. "When you reach us port in your old Newfoundland, think on the young Spaniard kept squeezing your hand. And though you will marry, enjoying your bride, think on the young Spaniard who lay by your side." "When you reach his port in your old Newfoundland, think on the young Spaniard kept squeezing your hand. And though you will marry, enjoying your bride, think on the young Spaniard who lay by your side." She lay by your side.
You just heard the band Rum Ragged. You're listening to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. Now, awards for musicians are common today. I mean, we've got the Music NL annual gala, there's the East Coast Music Association Awards, the Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Arts Council, they release awards, there's the Juno Awards, and on and on. But if you roll back the clock, 45 years ago, to 1971, and it might be hard for people to fathom today, the young people in particular, but back then, you know, there were virtually no awards available for local musicians, and at that time, very few local musicians were actually writing their own material, and even less material written with local content. Now, it was at that time, 1971, that Stevedore Steve Foote happened to be in Newfoundland. Stevedore Steve is well known as Stomp and Tom Connor's friend and musical colleague who traveled across the country with Stomp and Tom in the mid-1960s and late 1960s. They traveled back and forth many, many times. And apparently Steve Foote was from New Brunswick, and unfortunately he just passed away. He passed away about a week or so ago, so I thought it would be fitting to play a song that he wrote. The song was called Newfie Screech, and apparently, as far as I know, this is the way it went. Premier Joey Smallwood actually called Steve Foote to his office while he was in town and presented him with a plaque that honored his composition, Newfie Screech, for making a lasting contribution to Newfoundland music. The song, at the time, was a regional hit and was released as a 45 RPM single and also was included on Foote's album, Hard Workin' Men. In memory of the late Steve Foote, here he is now with that song, Newfie Screech.
"Ah, the Newfie Screech is quite a brew, the very best of liquor, and you can keep your Mountain Dew, we use that for mixer. Oh, we had a wake for poor old Jake, and the party she was reeling. The caddy sneaks a drink, a screech, and a dumping hit the ceiling. Well, 3 days later, the cat come down, his ears are still a-smoking. His eyes are swollen across, his nose is drinking, habits broken. The Novi screech, she's quite the brew, the very best of lady. And you can keep your Mountain Dew, we use his bath for mixer. Well, giggling John, the carpenter's son, they throwed him out the window. He made a reach and grabbed a screech and he hit the ground with a grin. So well, he made it down to government dock and he sat there in his dory. 'Cause there poor John, he dropped the crock and he blowed himself to glory. Hard to know if he screeched, he's quite the brew, the very best of liquor. You can keep your Mountain Dew, or you'll stop for mixer. Jimmy had a horse and a horse that took the bucking. He give it a drink to screech, of course, to try to start it walking. Well, a horse went up and a horse come down. They backed out through the fence there. Come a blistering through the town and we haven't seen them since. Sir, hot to do, the screech is quite the brew, the very best of liquor. And you can teach your Mountain Dew, we use that for mixer. Well, I went down to Fisherman's Dance and I went there as a loner. The horsey MP went there too to kind of chaperone her. Well, they played the reels, the jigs and the lot, and they danced for quite a while. They snuggled a screech in a coffee pot, she was good, but she was biling. By the Novi screech, she's got the brew, very best of liquor. And you can keep your Mountain Dew, we was that for mixer. Timothy Jacobs in the boat and the motor she went dry. Then he used the screech for gasoline, she took off the fly. And there she hit the coast of Nova Scotia, ricocheted off the Highland. Come back by way of Martin's Harbor, plowed 8 miles of mainland. Oh! The Novi screech, she's quite the brew, very best of liquor. And you can keep your Mountain Dew, reuse that for mixer.
Rest in peace, Stevedore Steve. Well, time has run out once again. Newfound Records has got to split. I'm Wayne Tucker, thanking you for tuning in today, and I hope you enjoyed the show and that you'll be back again next week. Taking us out today on the Periwinkle label, here are The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly with Deep in the Woods. Until next week.
Thanks for tuning in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour. The show was recorded at the CHMR Studios, Memorial University in St. John's, Newfoundland. It was researched, produced, and hosted by Wayne Tucker. Send your emails to wayne@newfoundrecords.ca. I'm Rosemary Thorne, inviting you to tune in again next week for more rare music from the pioneer recording artists of Newfoundland and Labrador. Have a great week, and we'll see you next Saturday.
There it is.